This is the SearchSecurity.com Threat Monitor Podcast for April 2nd, 2009. In these semi-monthly recordings, SearchSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Carolyn Gibney. Attackers are increasingly spreading their malicious code through fly-by-night websites that seem legitimate to unsuspecting users, but are actually laden with malware. Marcos Cristodante II explains how short-lived web malware works and how enterprises can use web filtering, honey tokens, and good policy to mitigate the threat. And now for this week's edition of Threat Monitor. Short-lived web malware, fading fad or future trend? Written by Marcos Cristodante II. Recently, security software vendor AVG Technologies asserted that web-based malware attacks are now so prevalent that attackers craft them to be secretive, short-lived, and fast-moving. It's an acceptable premise, but why the sudden shift? Is it because more active and open attacks aren't as successful or noteworthy? Well, not quite. Let's explore why attackers do this, how they do it, and how enterprises can defend against short-lived web malware. Malware delivery has mutated since the arrival of traditional delivery methods like floppy disks, email attachments, and word processor documents. In the past, such methods took time, patience, and had a much lower success rate. In those days, malware would lay dormant for days or weeks, waiting on a particular action or trigger, such as a system reboot or a specific file execution. While many of the same types of malware are being used today, for example, worms, trojans, rootkits, etc., more sophisticated web delivery minimizes the likelihood of attackers getting caught by antivirus signatures or heuristic checks. Today's threats don't require the execution of files. Modern-day malware can infect through drive-by downloads, installing and stealing data without a click or action from a user. This transience is different than previous malware, which required some form of user action, as mentioned above. Stealthy behavior allows attackers to go unnoticed, infect quickly, and move on to other targets. Why they take this approach is fairly clear. Nonetheless, security professionals must know how they do it to properly defend against them. Using crafty and fast-moving operations, attackers take multiple approaches to compromise systems. According to AVG, an attacker simply sets up hundreds of seemingly legitimate websites with embedded infections, promotes them for a day or two, and then shuts them down, never to be seen again. These actions allow attackers to evade blacklists and web software designed to track illegitimate sites. AVG further reports that they've seen an upwards of 300,000 uniquely infective sites in a single day. Another transient approach AVG observed is the use of malicious advertising, or malvertising. Legitimate websites are top targets for web advertising exploits, as their high traffic levels increase an attacker's potential success rate. The more times an ad appears, the greater the likelihood it will affect an unsuspecting visitor. These attacks become much more effective, seeing that attackers like appealing to users by focusing on recent events. Any topic of wide interest, from news headlines to political happenings to holiday gift ideas, can assist an attacker in their malicious efforts. Since such events appeal to hearts and minds of everyday people, attackers can increase their effectiveness twofold. For example, many of the latest attacks have focused on the sour economy, seeking to exploit those looking to receive stimulus money from the government. An attacker could use a compromised advertisement network to place malware-laden banners on thousands of legitimate sites. To produce better results, they may also create thousands of sites that focus on their message, economy, news headlines, or otherwise, and attempt to achieve a high ranking in Google search queries by maximizing specific keywords. That way, when a user searches for ways to obtain stimulus money or headlines on specific events, they may incidentally click on search results that lead to a malicious site. Attackers can continue this approach of creating sites and compromising ad networks using different news headlines and new search engine queries. Marcos Cristodante II will offer more advice on countering evolving web threats after a quick word from SearchSecurity.com.
Enterprise users just love MySpace and Facebook, but social networking sites are a big risk. How can security pros craft a Web 2.0 security policy that keeps malware and other threats at bay? Learn how with SearchSecurity.com's Security School lesson titled Mitigating Web 2.0 Threats. Brown University CISO David Sherry explains how awareness and policy can keep users and data protected. Don't let your employees friend a hacker. Check out the lesson today at SearchSecurity.com/Web 2.0. That's SearchSecurity.com/Web 2.0.
One of the best ways to counter newly created sites containing malware is to use some sort of proxy or web filter that denies new sites not yet scanned and classified under a certain category. For example, business, investing, news, social networking, etc. While this strategy will help prevent new websites from compromising systems, it doesn't do anything for compromised legitimate sites allowed by default. For those sites, the best option is to ensure the enterprise security products in place are configured to combat the entire web threat landscape, namely via real-time analysis of sites prior to serving them to users. Since no web filtering product offers the silver bullet solution, it's imperative to implement additional proactive countermeasures, such as log analysis, egress traffic monitoring, and whitelisting. To add to these, create a honey token, a cleverly titled file that shouldn't be accessed but sets off an alarm when it is, or an IDS signature that alerts administrators when non-internet accessible servers are attempting to access the web. In most cases, malware will attempt to phone home to download additional files, likely for more sinister acts. It's also wise to regularly re-evaluate the websites that users are able to access. I'm a firm believer in making only the required resources available to accomplish the job. Providing full web access to all users is a privilege. Therefore, it should be controlled and limited. Perhaps the most highly targeted and exploited kinds of sites today are social networks. If they are absolutely required for internal collaboration, create an intranet platform accessible only to employees and partners. Doing so will not only decrease risks, but also prevent the accidental release of proprietary or official information to everyone on the web. Malware authors are constantly seeking creative new ways to reach unsuspecting victims, and these short-lived, fast-moving, malware-laden websites seem to be an increasingly popular exploit technique. These attacks will be much more prominent in the foreseeable future. However, by blocking sites not scanned by a web filter or proxy coupled with real-time analysis of legitimate sites, enterprises can successfully mitigate these evolving web threats. That concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. You can also download more of our podcasts by visiting www.searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.